New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 32 through 44. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her were also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying in front of it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there's a stench, because he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward, and he said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the word of our Lord. Today, within our liturgical calendar, it is All Saints' Day. Some people refer to this day as All Souls' Day. In either case, it is a day that is set apart from all the other days of the year, specifically for the purpose of honoring all the saints of our faith, those whose lives and ancient wisdom have given us greater insight and understanding of the Christian faith. It is a day set aside to honor all the souls who were near and dear to us, those who had a profound impact on our personal lives and faith, parents, aunts and uncles, Sunday school teachers, or friends. It is a day to remember all of those individuals, to pay homage to them as they now rest in an eternal slumber with our Lord. This celebration of all the saints and the martyrs and the faithfully deceased is not something that is strictly reserved for the Christian faith. It's celebrated in the Roman Catholic Church and in the Eastern Orthodox Church. And in select parts of Europe, particularly Spain and Portugal, and in Central America and the Philippines, family members and friends gather at grave sites to pray and remember the dead. They go there and they share meals and they sing at the graves. Some even take flowers and they light candles. And in the evening, all these lit candles create an illuminating display of burning light, which signifies the presence of God and of each beloved soul. As All Saints' Day is celebrated all around the globe in various ways, we are reminded how the veil between this life and the next is often quite thin, that our prayers can radiate beyond this lifetime, bringing greater light to the postmortem journeys of our loved ones. Conversely, with this thin veil separating this life and the next, the energy and the prayers of our deceased beloved friends and loved ones can support us on our earthly pilgrimage. The ancient Celtic people believed in this veil, this thin space where heaven and earth whispered to one another across this luminous veil. They especially believed that those who had gone before them were particularly accessible in the late autumn days. The Native Americans believed in this veil, and they would tell stories about the stars in the midnight sky. They would say that each star is a hole pierced in the veil of heaven by souls that have died, and the light that shines through is the light of God, the light of the great I Am, the great mystery. In such a sky, we have many bright stars of our faith who have pierced this luminous veil, those who forged the way for us and left us with ancient wisdom that still continues to guide our lives. Bright luminous stars like St. Francis of Assisi, who left us with the profound words of wisdom to preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. Or St. Augustine of Hippo, who said, "Faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to then see what you believe." It was also St. Augustine who said, "If you believe what you like in the Gospels and reject what you don't like, it is not the Gospel that you believe, but yourself." And there are other bright, illuminating stars of the deceased, like Mother Teresa, whose words always remind us of how we are to demonstrate a great love in this world, especially when she said, "We cannot all do great things, but we can all do small things with great love." And St. Catherine of Siena, who said, "Charity is the sweet and holy bond which links the soul with its creator, that bonds, or it binds God with man and man with God." There are many bright stars of our faith who have pierced this heavenly veil. They have left us with an abundance of ancient wisdom. And there are many who have left us with humorous words of wisdom, such as the case for St. Lawrence, who, as he was nearing the end of his life, he was burned to death over top of coals on a grill. And as he laid there on top of the coals, he cried out to his executioners, and he said, "This side is done. Turn me over and have a bite." And we're left with the humor of St. Philip, who was asked by a young priest what prayer would be appropriate to pray with a couple after a wedding mass. St. Philip thought about it, and he said, "Well, you'd better say a prayer for peace." And Pope St. John, who served as the Pope from 1958 to 1963, who's most famous for his joke to a journalist, when the journalist innocently asked him, "Your Holiness, how many people work in the Vatican?" Pope John paused, he thought it over, and he said, "About half of them." On All Saints' Day, we pause to remember all of these things, the ancient wisdom of the saints of this world, as well as their humorous words. We pause to remember all the martyrs of our faith and the lives of the faithfully deceased, and we pay homage to them for all that they did throughout their lifetime, the impact that they had on our lives as well as the Christian faith. And as we pay homage to those who have gone before us, those known and unknown, as well as those who were more near and dear to us, we do so remembering the hope of our faith, which reassures us that even at the point of death, the souls of the saints, the souls of our loved ones, are still resting in the hands of God, and they're resting in peace. In the face of death, when we lose a spouse, a friend, a loved one, it is difficult. There is a lot of pain and suffering that is involved. In the absence of our friend, our family members, our loved ones, they leave a constant or permanent void in our lives and in our hearts. The hope of our faith, the message of everlasting life, helps to ease that pain, as we know that the souls of our loved ones are resting in peace. Our passage from the Wisdom of Solomon this morning reminds us of that. It provides us with the solace that we need to continue on with our earthly journey. This morning, I wanted to provide you all with an opportunity to come forward to light a candle for the saints of this world, those who have left us with an abundance of ancient wisdom, humorous words of wisdom, that still continue to guide our lives, or to light a candle for any soul that has personally impacted your life and your faith. You're invited to light a candle for the souls of this church who have passed away this year. Those individuals include Betty Wilmarth, Emily Neer, Nancy Johnson, Bob Golnitz, Peggy Olofsson, Betty Ginyon, Marianne Town, and William Bill Elder. You all are invited to come forward using the middle aisle, returning to your seats on the side aisles. There's two stations set up on each side. Afterwards, we'll have a short prayer. I'll close us in prayer. Let us pray. Eternal Father, Creator of all, we give you thanks for the gift of life, for the opportunity to live in this world and to do your work. On this day, we remember with gratitude those who now live with you forever, those who are an important part of our lives. We thank you for their presence with us, for their influence upon us, and for the goodness in them that lives on in us. May we honor their memories, and may we share their stories in the years to come. And as we move ahead in our earthly pilgrimage, we pray the spirit and prayers of our loved ones and the saints of our faith continue to guide us on our journey. And as we continue to grieve their passing, help us all to cling to the hope of our faith that reassures us that their souls are resting in your hands and are at peace. In your Son's holy and precious name we pray. Amen.